Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast and our Consistency 365 series. I'm Elizabeth Benton. Thanks so much for joining me. I wanted to share here because I realized that I just sent this out via email. And if you're like me, not all emails get read, but this was such a powerful story that somebody told me. One of my girlfriends that I go to church with was telling me about this story she heard of decades ago when transatlantic flights were still very new and people weren't sure if they could be done safely. And she was telling me this story about a pilot who was determined to make a transatlantic flight. And shortly after takeoff, he heard a really weird noise. And he kind of like, he's trying to figure out, is this the engine? Like, no, it's not the engine. It sounds like there's like something in the cockpit. And seconds later, he saw a rat scurry under his seat. He couldn't reach it. And this was long before autopilot and co-pilots and all of that sort of thing. And he couldn't get to it. So he's paying attention. And every once in a while, he can kind of see the rat moving around. And he realizes that the rat is chewing on one of the wires to the control panel. So the guy's kind of freaking out. You know, if I just ignore it, that could be really bad. That could be fatal. That could cause a serious accident, a serious impairment, a fatal crash, you name it. So he's like, what do I do? I can't reach it. And I can only imagine that even if he was able to step aside from flying the plane for a second, however that could be done, logistically, it might be physically beyond his reach, right? And so after kind of freaking out for a few seconds, he thought, I'm going to take the plane up to an altitude where rodents can't breathe. And then I'll be all right. I just need to throttle up to an altitude where this rodent can't survive. And so my girlfriend was like, oh, I heard this story and I knew you would love it because you talk so much about mindset. And this is that these thoughts, these patterns, these beliefs that we have that we tell ourselves over and over and over again, they can cause real harm. And sometimes we don't know how to make them stop, how to overcome them. But the strategy is the same. We elevate our thinking. We go higher to a level where those kinds of thoughts just can't survive. We were kind of talking about the cliche things that you hear over and over, like we have 10,000 thoughts a day and the majority of them are the same thoughts you had yesterday. Some 80%, you know, we were like, are there some people that have like 3,000 thoughts a day and other people that have 10,000 thoughts a day? Because if there are, I'm definitely in the 10,000 thought a day camp. But the reason I think it's so powerful and the reason that I wanted to talk about it here is that a lot of those thoughts that we have, whether it's 3,000 a day or 10,000 or 60,000, it really doesn't matter. A lot of them are very much responsible for limiting our lives and limiting our growth and limiting our happiness and our health and keeping us from our potential and what is available to us. And we just have to go higher. We have to think on a higher level. We have to go to a place that says, I can figure it out. I can make a change. There is a way. There's somebody who can help me. I can ask for help. I can ask for support. There's a way. And so we've been texting each other, throttle up. We're both moms and there's things that we worry about and, you know, the normal things of being a working mom and trying to be great at your job and also be a really great mom and take care of yourself. And that can come with stressors and worries and frustrations and all of those things. And when we have those moments, we just say throttle up. And for me, what that looks like when I either give myself that message or I see it in a text message from my girlfriend, it means I can figure this out. There is a way to do this. I do have time. I can use my time more wisely. There's a way. There's somebody I can ask for support. There's a skill that I can develop. There's something I can learn that I don't know now that'll help me. There is a way. So I wanted to pass that along to you. Throttle up. And if you're not part of 10X Mindset,
This is a great reminder of how important that work is. So the link will be in the show description. You can get started today, but that is why this stuff matters so much, because these thoughts, they do eat away at us and they do cause harm. They are not benign. They are not without consequence. And the how of throttling up, if that seems unclear, if you're not sure how to do it, if you're having a hard time, get on board with 10X Mindset so you get the daily action steps, because those are going to tell you exactly what to do every day for 30 days. And you can go through it as many times as you need. We'll see you tomorrow.